Pennsylvania has Hershey's, but it's not the sweetest place on earth. That would be Chicago. WBEZ contributor and historian Sherman Dilla Thomas talks to our producer, Sienna Greaves, about the city's candy-making history.
Sherman, Chicago has this rich history in the manufacturing of candy and other sweet treats. When does it all begin?
Well, it kind of starts as the city began, right? Immigrants brought candy and their candy-making styles with them. We had a famous candy maker as early as the 1860s. In 1868, at 125 South Clark Street, Charles Frederick Gunther, also known as the Candy Man, he opened a candy shop there. He specialized in like caramel candies, but we also had other lesser known candy makers. And then again, just people historically made their own kind of treats and candies in their houses.
What made Chicago an optimal place for this industry?
I would have to start with our railroads, right? We're kind of the central railroad hub for the country. And so being able to have raw material shipped by the train car and not by the truck is really, really efficient, right? If you're making, you know, tons and tons of candy, you kind of need train loads of sugar and corn syrup versus like trucks, right? So just logistically, Chicago really, really works.
So what are some of the iconic candies that were made here in Chicago?
Ah, awesome question. My personal favorite would be like the Butterfinger. Baby Ruth was made here. Mars has their factories here. So that would include things like Snickers and M&Ms. But then Tootsie Roll has a very famous factory here. And so those candies and all the subsidiary type candies made under the Tootsie Roll name are made here in Chicago.
So it turns out that candy money is serious money. Tell us about some of the people who made their fortunes in the confectionery business.
Right. I mean, just the Wrigley Building downtown is sort of a testament to how much money the guy made from gum and candy. Right. He was able to he sold the Chicago Cubs to the Chicago Tribune. And that's why the place is called Wrigley Field. Right. Candy bought him a Major League Baseball team. And if you go down to the Palmer House Hilton, it's probably one of the crown jewels of hotels in the Midwest. And they acquired a lot of their wealth from just selling goods. But the way that the brownie took off, they were certainly able to make money off that.
So since its heyday, candy making in Chicago has changed. Last month, Mars Wrigley announced they'll be closing their West Side factory. It's one of the last candy manufacturers still left in the city.
Yeah, and it's super sad. I believe the good folks at Tootsie Roll are still chugging along, if you will, over nearby Forest City. But a couple of years ago, 2015, 2016, we lost the Nabisco factory. And that was hundreds of jobs, because at those candy factories, most of the time those jobs are going to be unionized. And so they're going to afford a middle class lifestyle to those who live in the surrounding area. And when those places close, it certainly has a really negative effect on those neighborhoods. It's one, a tax base, but then two, it's a viable job option that's going to go away for hundreds, if not thousands, of people.
So, Dilla, I know you have a sweet tooth. What's your favorite candy store in the city?
Oh, man. So there's a place called B&B Candy Store. It's on 82nd and Racine. It's right in my neighborhood. And they have like Boston Chews and Boston Baked Beans and, you know, just any and everything that you can remember from your childhood. And so whenever my wife sends me somewhere, I sneak over there and get candy.
Nice. Sherman Dilla Thomas is a local historian and WBEZ contributor. Thanks, Dilla.
Thanks, Sienna.